Hey, it's Sean Spicer.
And I'm Katie Pavlich.
The midterm elections are approaching and the anticipation is building with each passing day. President Trump's in full stump mode, traveling the country and campaigning for his fellow Republicans in Congress. It goes without saying, there's a lot on the line when Americans go to the polls on November 6th.
Stay up to date with the latest news and information by subscribing to our new podcast, Everything is Going to Be All Right. It's available now on radio.com, iTunes, or wherever you go to download your podcast.
That's Everything's Going to Be All Right.
Subscribe today and don't miss out.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 1205. It's Thursday, October 25th, 2018. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. Thanks for joining us. The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. We've got 48 degrees right now at O'Hare. Possibility of a stray shower later on. Still to come, avoiding common financial mistakes.
An hour of financial planning each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
There are some financial decisions you make in your younger years that can pay big dividends later on. And let's get some help on that from Craig Bolanos, who is founding partner and chief executive officer, Wealth Management Group in Inverness here in the Chicago area. And specifically, Craig, let's talk about millennials and how to plan their finances.
Well, yeah, I think the future for millennials is so incredibly bright if they can just stay focused, because they have something that boomers and Gen Xers don't have as much of, which is time. Time is on their side. But something I see that happens to people so often, especially the youngest group, is I tell them, you don't need to buy a house just because you think you should. I mean, I think there's a long-standing ideology that the way to secure and build wealth is to buy a home and pay it off, but that's not always the case.
So how do you talk to young people about, you know, moving away from instant gratification and how to buy that house that they want or a house like it in steps?
Well, I think the first thing is we have to be patient, and especially in some of the priciest markets, Chicago, San Francisco, New York, Miami, you know, it's really okay to rent. And I think sometimes too many people are rushing to buy that first condo, rushing to buy that townhouse, and what they're doing is they're not contributing to their 401k, or worse yet, they're borrowing from their 401k for the down payment. And when you borrow from your retirement savings, you're really taking a hit to your financial future. And it's not just what I see with the home. I see young people still falling prey to impressing other people. I just think it's part of our nature.
Yes, don't spend to impress other people and don't loan money, which sounds like good advice no matter how old you are. Very quickly, though, another suggestion is don't blindly trust your financial advisor. And that is you will find somebody who wants to manage your retirement fund. How do you determine if they are trustworthy and if they are good?
Well said. You know, in my opinion, if you can find a great financial advisor, someone who really listens to what's important about money to you, they're going to be worth their weight in gold. But not all financial professionals are created equal, and certainly not all of us are held to the same standard. So I think in vetting out an advisor, you need to make sure someone is operating as a fiduciary, which means that advisor has a legal duty to act in the best interest of the client, as opposed to some of the advisors that work under suitability, where they're really simply selling products at the end of the day.
Well, thank you very much for the advice, Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer of the Wealth Management Group based in Inverness.